Happy Family Fun Friday, families. Welcome back to another Family Fun Friday filled with fun songs, books, and activities for you to do with your littles this weekend. Yay.
Sweet. I love our Family Fun Fridays. And I'm just going to say that we are going to change it up in a few weeks. Yes. We have some exciting changes happening in the background, and they're going to be coming forward pretty soon. We'll let you know as we know dates, but we are going to be making some changes. We want to spend some more time with you, and not just in this way where we're in your ear and you can't see us and we don't know who you are. We want to create some time to get together in some Zoom rooms in different ways. So stay tuned. But for now, we're going to sing about cooperation and getting together and doing things together, and how fun that can be. And just remembering that one of the best ways to get cooperation with our children is to have fun with our children.
Mm-hmm.
Children, they're all about having fun, right?
All about having fun.
Yeah. The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. Because my friends are your friends and your friends are my friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. I remember this from when I was little, and you can make up all the verses. Of course, my next verse, the more we sing together, 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 the more we sing together, the happier we'll be. Because my friends are your friends and your friends are my friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. So I wanted to sing this super easy one. Probably many of you are familiar with it. And I wanted to bring it into when you need to get things done, bring in the music. You'll notice that when kids are playing or when they're tidying up or when they're playing with water play, anything, they have this repetitive musical thing that they do. I don't know if you've noticed that, Serena, with your toddler.
Yeah.
But they'll get into this repetitive la 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 la. And they might not even have the words, but they just get into a rhythmic thing. So if you need some cooperation to get those toys put away, rather than saying, I've told you 1,000 times, sing this song. The more we work together, 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 the more we work together, the happier we'll be. Because those blocks go in that basket and these blocks go on this shelf. The more we get together, the happier we'll be. So you can bring in the cooperation of what you need through the use of a song. And that can be, you know, it can lift that mood. It can encourage the cooperation on a whole nother level, right? And this song is really good if you've got a little bit of the climbing the walls because it's cold out and it's dark out and you haven't, you know, you got out earlier today, but now it's too late. So then you can sing, the more we clap together, 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 the more we clap together, the happier we'll be. The more we stomp together and stomp your feet and make sure you're doing the actions too, right? The more we hop together, and they might be learning to hop on one foot, so that's a really good one. The more we wiggle together, together, and you'll get them giggling and so this is also a great song to use if you need to change a mood.
Yes.
So there you go.
Thank you, Emma. I actually did this today on our walk back. We were walking back to the house. My daughter was getting a little too tired. I was getting a little too tired to carry her. So we started singing and dancing along, walking towards the house. And then we freeze. And then we'd sing again and we'd walk slow if we're singing slow, and we'd walk fast if we're singing fast, and then we'd run together and then
Nice.
freeze. Yeah, so this is a great tool. I love this tool. Thank you.
Nice. Excellent. What a great use of song to get people home, especially when they might not want to go home quite yet.
Yes.
Excellent. Well done, Mama. So the book I wanted to introduce you to today is called The Runaway Bunny. And it's all about a bunny who's gonna run away and he's gonna become a sailboat. But then the Mama Bunny says, if you become a sailboat, I'll become the wind and I'll blow you where I want you to go. Well, if you become the wind, then and it goes on and on. And every page, he becomes the baby bunny, becomes something different, and the mama becomes something different so that she's right there to be with her baby bunny. So it's a sweet,
Oh.
and in the end, the baby says, well, shucks, I might as well just stay home and be your baby bunny. And she says, okay, have a carrot. And so it's this really sweet, sweet story that's a classic. It's written by Margaret Wise Brown, illustrated by Clement Hurd. And it's a classic, and it's so necessary because sometimes our children feel like running away and not doing what we ask them to do. And maybe they think we're being mean, and they need to have that fantasy of running away. But knowing in the throughout the story, Mama is always there. It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, that's cute. But if your kids do want to run away, we have a fun activity where they can imagine they're running away and you can create together, together, together.
Yes, exactly.
You can create a fun fort and you can use your pillows, your cushions from the couch, chairs, blankets, but creating a zone where they can escape and have their privacy and some time to just settle down and get that quiet time for themselves. And we do talk about the importance of quiet time for our littles in episode 33. So if you want to refer back to that one, that's a great one that allowed me to understand that it's okay to give my daughter quiet time. She needs it. We don't always need to fill the air with noise to keep them busy or to make it feel like something's there. It's good for their quiet time and for them to absorb everything in their day.
Fort building is incredible. It's fun to create the forts, and it's like Serena said, super good for them to sit inside, to get that alone time, to get that sort of, some children get really overstimulated with all the lights that are in our modern day houses. And they might have light sensitivity or sound sensitivity, and they might just get too jangled by everybody else's energy all around them in the house. If the house is busy, it's a place they can go and just be with their imagination. Just be, they can take books in there, they can take little toys in there, they can take their dollies and stuffies in there. Building forts. Make sure you use, not big heavy blankets. Light sheets work really well. When I send parcels to Serena and the girls, Amma always puts in a nice big piece of fabric that's very lightweight.
Yes.
And I think it might be strange. Here's a piece of fabric. But I saw yesterday, she showed me on video that that fabric is going to very good use in the building of a fort. So I'm happy about that. And also, huge boxes, cardboard boxes that dishwashers or stoves or washers and dryers come in. Go to an appliance store and ask them if they have any big boxes that you could have, and get one for the living room or the kids' room, and just make that into a fort. Oh, so fun. So there you go. We hope that you build forts. And you know what? Send us pictures, you guys, on our social. Send us photographs. We would love that.
Please, I love forts. I'm like a fort weirdo. I love making forts. I love hiding in forts.
And you're going to send me photos of your forts, right? So I can post them,
Yes, I will.
Mama. Okay, good.
I will also add in the show notes the link to what I use to make boards. Honestly, it's really amazing. It's plastic, so it is a little flimsy, but it's the best one that I found on the internet yet, and it really helps build a nice, sturdy, fun kind of mini house for my daughter, and she loves playing in there, playing with her dolls. So I'll add that
Nice.
in the show notes.
All right. Have fun, you guys. I hope you build forts and sing songs together, because the more we sing together, the happier we'll be. We love you.
Love you. Bye bye.